Teen vaping is an epidemic among youth in Hawaii. 42% of high school teens have tried e-cigarettes, and 26% routinely use them, according to the 2017 Hawaii Youth Risk Behavior Survey. That number is expected to skyrocket because of JUUL, spelled J-U-U-L. Brian King is Deputy Director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Currently, JUUL holds 70% of the U.S. market share. So it certainly is dominating it at present. And the reason that it is primarily regards to the shape. It's very discreet. It's shaped like a USB flash drive and is particularly appealing to kids, but it's also available in flavors. And it contains nicotine all the time and particularly high rates of nicotine at that.
Professor Bonnie Halpern-Felsher, who is in the Division of Adolescent Medicine at Stanford University, says the nicotine content in JUUL is extremely high.
A pack of cigarettes is 20 cigarettes, right? JUUL is 1.5 to 2 packs of cigarettes worth of nicotine in one pod. And we don't have very good data yet on how quickly a pod is being used by youth. But anecdotally, when I've talked to youth, I've heard stories of them using 1 to 4 pods a day.
Forrest Batts, a pharmacist and public health proponent from Hawaii Island, says it takes 7 JUUL pods to fill a teaspoon. He also says many youth are not aware about the health impacts of e-cigarettes.
Nicotine is among the most highly addictive substances that we know of. And we know that kids in our community are being exposed to nicotine and that their brains are still developing. It alters development. It slows both their ability to think and their behavior.
Since 2016, Hawaii state law has prohibited the sale or the handing over of any tobacco product, including e-cigarettes, to anyone under 21 years of age. But underage youth can still purchase e-cigarettes on the Internet. Jessica Yamauchi, executive director of the Hawaii Public Health Institute, wants to ban the shipment of online e-cigarette products to Hawaii.
A lot of the internet sites only require you to be 18, and a lot of them, even with age verification, it's not a foolproof age verification check. So it's pretty easy to get your hands on them even if you're under 18, and our law is 21. So we do feel that it's kind of a big loophole in our Tobacco 21 law.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.